This shouldn't be a thing.
And again, if you ever have a thing you think should not be not politically related, send it in to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. Use that same email address. If you have a guest you think we should book, if there's something going on, an issue in your community that you think needs highlighting, hate mail, send that in too. I always make sure Calvin sees it. No, I read all of them. Jane Says, JaneSays, at civicmedia.us. This from the Daily Mirror headline reads, outdated national grid goes out again, from Jamila Hussein, Sri Lanka. Once again plunged into utter chaos yesterday morning when an island-wide power outage hit at around 11 a.m., disrupting the lives of citizens and causing millions of losses in businesses and industries. As the power went out yesterday morning, engineers plunged into action to find out what had caused this outage. Engineers worked for hours to restore power. They said the reason for the outage was a group of monkeys. Reportedly, a group of monkeys had jumped into the Panadura power station yesterday morning, ended up in a scuffle, resulting in one monkey hitting the transmission line, leading to an immediate problem in the power grid. Just to reiterate this, a group of monkeys jumped into the power station, ended up in a scuffle. A monkey scuffle.
Let's put a pin on that one right there real quick. Okay, keep going.
Monkey scuffle, resulting in one monkey hitting the transmission line, leading to an immediate issue in the power grid. The transmission line tripped within minutes. The whole national grid of Sri Lanka shut down. Eventually, it was restored, but while visiting the power station in the afternoon, residents in that area say they're doubtful if a monkey could have caused that blackout. They say they heard a loud blast at the plant and smoke rising, and then within minutes after that, the power went out, so there's questions about whether or not it was this group of scuffling monkeys. Good band name.
Well, I need to know if they're okay. Like, they made friends. They made up. Like, you know, this.
Or were they electrified?
Well, so first of all, don't sell me on this idea of leather jacket wearing monkey toughs who are walking around like, you want to try to take my girl? You got to take my girl. I'll fight you.
Are they, what is this guy? Now I want to know what the scuffle was over. Was it a nanner?
It was a woman.
It was a female monkey?
It was a lady monkey.
You don't think it was banana stockpile?
No, there's plenty of nanners. There's plenty of nanners happening. This is where I have a problem. You're telling me, I just looked this up. In Sri Lanka, a country that is 25,300 square miles.
It's a very small country.
One monkey, one punch, one box. That's it? That's the whole of the land?
A senior source familiar with the power system says even if a monkey had caused the power outage, it's difficult to understand how country leaders have boasted about working towards digital economies when their own national power grid obviously needs urgent updates. Maybe you want to safeguard your power grid against scuffling monkeys. Just start there and then look at other expansions.
Hi, everyone. Greg Bach here from Matt and Air on Air. Does your country have a problem with scuffling monkeys? Well, we here at the show want to provide help. We want to provide a solution. Scuffling monkey mediation. We'll come to your country.
We're here for you.
On your dime.
I like that.
And we will make sure that the monkeys get along. Plenty of nanners for everyone.
No scuffling.
And therefore, your power stays online. Matt and Aaron Air, Scuffling Monkey Mediation Center. Call now.
Sri Lanka, we're here for you.
We're here for you.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.